Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. Today we're getting into something that might make some business owners slightly uncomfortable, because we're talking about why most business websites are structurally wrong.
And I think it's important to clarify what we mean by that, because when people hear wrong, they assume ugly design or outdated branding. But that's not really what we're talking about.
Exactly. Most websites don't fail because of aesthetics. They fail because the architecture underneath the design doesn't guide users properly.
I see this constantly. Companies invest heavily in visual redesigns, but they never address the underlying structure, so performance doesn't improve.
Right. It's like renovating a kitchen without fixing the plumbing. It might look beautiful, but it still doesn't function efficiently.
One of the biggest issues I notice is homepage overload. Businesses try to put everything on the homepage because they're afraid visitors might miss something.
And that fear actually creates the opposite result. Instead of clarity, you end up with cognitive overload, and people don't know where to focus.
A homepage really only needs to do three things well: explain what you do, who it's for, and guide the visitor toward the next logical step.
But instead, we see scrolling marathons, every service, every testimonial, every statistic, every award, and the main message gets diluted.
Another structural issue is poor service hierarchy. Either everything lives on one massive services page, or the services are broken up randomly with no logical grouping.
That lack of hierarchy hurts both users and search engines, because there's no clear authority structure that reinforces expertise.
A strong website should have parent service pages and then supporting sub-service pages that deepen the topic and create clarity.
When that hierarchy is missing, the website feels scattered, and scattered websites rarely convert.
I also think calls to action are misunderstood. A lot of sites throw multiple CTAs onto a single page without thinking about user intent.
Yes. And when you give people too many choices, they often choose none. Decision fatigue is real.
A well-structured page should have one primary objective, and everything on that page should support that objective.
Another major structural flaw is the absence of funnel thinking. Many businesses still treat their website like a digital brochure instead of a guided journey.
And not every visitor is ready to buy immediately. Some are researching, some are comparing, and some are just discovering you.
If your structure doesn't acknowledge those different stages, visitors don't move forward. They simply leave.
Internal linking is another silent issue. When pages don't connect strategically, users stop exploring and authority doesn't compound.
Smart internal linking helps reinforce related services, deepen engagement, and improve SEO performance at the same time.
What's interesting is that when structure is corrected, performance often improves dramatically without even changing the design much.
That's because clarity reduces friction, and reduced friction increases action.
So if someone listening feels like their website isn't converting the way it should, the first question shouldn't be, do we need new colors?
It should be, is our architecture guiding people logically from awareness to action?
Because design enhances structure, but it can't compensate for weak foundations.
And when structure is right, everything else becomes easier scaling. SEO, conversions, user experience.
In the end, a website isn't just a digital business card, it's a system.
And systems need to be engineered intentionally.
If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and follow on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, or your favorite podcast listening platform.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, everyone.